Hello, everyone. I decided to focus this episode of the Manufacturing Houston podcast on what it takes to build the first $1 million in revenue in your manufacturing business. I find that this is one of the most difficult things for any new enterprise to take on, regardless of the business that you're in, but especially for manufacturers. So let me just take you through some ideas based on my own personal experience, and I'd love to hear from you in terms of what you think about this. Welcome to the Manufacture Houston podcast, where Houston's manufacturers come to share, learn, and grow. Brought to you by Alchemy Industrial. For more information, check out alchemyindustrial.com. Well, a few overall comments. First of all, this is hand-to-hand combat. It's really difficult to get the first million in revenue, and extremely important that that it happens, but it can be done. So let's talk through the ways that it can happen. So first of all, you can't get it done quickly. It's not going to happen in a month or two. It's not going to even happen in 12 months. But what's important to consider is that it's got to happen in the first 18 to 24 months. Otherwise, it's very difficult to get things going. And so the risk of failure definitely goes up. And also, it's very difficult to build a company that is a sustainable company that is less than $1 million in revenue. So those are some overall thoughts. So I guess one other thing to think about is that as you put together this business, your goal is not to compete, which sounds weird, but your goal is to create a company with zero competitors in a market that is worth growing in. So easier said than done, but that's the goal of a good management team, is to create a company without competitors. And picking the right market and the right niche within the market is the way to get there, or at least one way to get there. So what are some of the important steps to go through? I think you've got to ask yourself, are you obsessed with building a company like this? If you're not, then don't do it. I don't think that passion is, as it's described today, is really a good way to fuel what you're trying to do. You have to be committed to something, and you have to be committed to making something about the marketplace that you're trying to serve better through what you do. And so commitment is the way to move forward. So first step, pick your market. If you don't pick a market that's growing, you're dead. It's just not going to work. A great CEO cannot overcome a bad market. And an average CEO can win in a growing market. So you've got to pick your market, and you've got to give yourself some room for failure and mistakes. If you're in a market that is not growing, then it's going to be a problem. And if you cannot clearly identify what market is growing, then don't begin. So there's some things to think about in terms of what could cause the growth of the market. What are the macro factors that are worth considering? Things like for Alchemy, things like the reshoring trend, the lack of manufacturing labor, the rise of manufacturing technology, are big market drivers for Alchemy. I think you've got to really use your own insights in terms of identifying which markets are growing. In the case of Alchemy, when we think about the things that really that drive us and to drive our decision-making on markets, is that we're building what we call intelligent machines that extend and expand human productivity and well-being. And so we think about things like human-centered design and leveraging technology. We know that things like reshoring and driving manufacturing back to the U.S. and that people are seeking better products designed for them. So these are our insights that we've developed to determine what kinds of things to build. Intelligent machines, as I said, is our phrase for it. But these are things like robotics and energy storage systems and things like that. The second step after you've picked your market is to get clear about your ideal customer profile or persona. So the question is, can you clearly describe them? And can you describe the individual that's making the decision in the company that you're targeting? What size are these companies? What's their ability to spend? Are they growing themselves? Are they credit worthy? And so these are important factors so you can help identify who your target market is, who your ideal customer is. And because they are the objects of your marketing and sales efforts. In the case of Alchemy, when we think about our ideal customer profile, we think about CEOs or senior leaders of OEMs who are responsible for manufacturing and who are looking for a US-centric manufacturing strategy. They need to be creditworthy. They need to have funding to grow. They've got to be beyond the pure prototype stage because we can't help people that are just purely prototyping. They've got to be collaborative with us versus transactional with us. And they have to have a desire for a real manufacturing partnership. The final thing that we think about is that we want them to have let us build the entire product versus just components within the product. I think that's critical for us. So the other thing to think about is what problems are you solving? This is a really important step for sure. So when we think about the problems that we're solving, we start with really trying to understand what's happening in the target market. And customers don't always tell you about their problems. In fact, if they can tell you clearly what their problems are, they're probably telling your competitors too. So what you're looking for are those sort of those underlying problems that the market has given up on being solved. I think that's where the gold is to really think about. So finding those insights is really critical to help you understand what problems that you're trying to solve. And by the way, I think you can read things like market research reports and articles and things like that, but I don't think that's enough. I think you've got to have your own insights. This also takes a lot of empathy. You've got to put yourself in the shoes of your target customer and your target market to really figure out what's going on. Okay, so what are the steps in refining this information? So you sit down and you list as many problems as you can that you think your target customer and your target market are experiencing. In my experience, you've got to have at least 10 of these types of problems. Then you list the possible solutions to these problems. It's really just the opposite of the problem that you've listed. Then you create a set of offers or solutions or products or services around these types of problems and solutions. What's really important here as you go through this three-step process of listing problems, listing potential solutions, and then creating a set of offers is that you've got to focus on a very small handful in the beginning. Remember, you're trying to grow a company to $1 million in revenue. So ideally, you're picking just one thing, one offer, one product, one solution, or one service that you're going to offer to your target market because you want to get really, really good at it. If you're going to have more than one, I don't think you can have more than three. Three is the absolute maximum that you can focus on in the beginning. Once you've done that, you've got to be willing to adjust a little bit along the way. So sometimes you may have guessed wrong or thought wrong. And so as you're engaged in the marketplace, you might have to adjust a bit as you determine the right kind of offer that you have. And remember, an offer is either a product or a service that you're offering that will solve the most important problems in the market. The other thing to keep in mind is that these problems and solutions that you're identifying can be a bedrock for your content strategy. You can write a lot about the kinds of things that are happening as it relates to problems and solutions. All right, so once you've got these identified, then you know what to build in order to offer your customers. So let's talk about Alchemy and what we've done here. So I'll talk about one particular problem. So one problem that we've identified is the need to properly document technical requirements of the product that we're going to build. So this is important because without properly documenting these technical requirements, you really don't know exactly what to build. And this is a pretty painstaking process, but we try to do what we can to make it easy for our customers. But this is a problem. I think a lot of times OEMs have a tough time clearly identifying their technical needs, especially if they've offshored the product for a number of years. They may have lost the knowledge that comes along with making that product. So that's a problem in the market. The idea of clearly solving or clearly identifying technical requirements, that's a problem that we can solve in the marketplace through this technical requirements setting that we're putting together. And if you don't have an understanding of what these technical requirements are, as I said, you might not be able to execute a sound manufacturing strategy. So developing this document is critical. It also sets us up to put together an engineering file and drawings, etc. So that's an example of developing a particular service or an offering for our customers that solves a problem. So remember, you're identifying problems, you're identifying potential solutions, and then you're identifying at least one thing, no more than three things, that you can do in order to address those kinds of problems. So your role as a CEO is to take your company through this process of finding the one thing that you can deliver consistently, that can drive you to create $1 million in revenue. And it can be done. So if you find the right market, if you find the right solution or service offering with the right customers, then you can determine if that is actually creating a revenue pool. And if it's not, you might have to adjust along the way. This is definitely hand-to-hand combat. And it takes tremendous effort to get to this $1 million mark, but again, it can be done. Once you get to a million, I think there's other steps to consider to drive your business from a million to 10 million. But that's sort of the second stage of your business. So I'm happy to work with any early stage
This has
manufacturing
been
company
the
to help
Manufacture
sort of
Houston
guide them through
podcast
this process
brought
if
to
you
you
want
by
help.
Alchemy
So just reach
Industrial.
out to me
For more
on
information,
LinkedIn,
check
and
out
I'm happy to work
alchemyindustrial.com.
If you have any comments
If
or
you'd like to be on
questions,
the
just let me
show or
know.
want to
Thanks.
recommend someone to get on the show, just reach out to me on LinkedIn. MUSHKHAN, Mushkan. I look forward to hearing from you.